This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by President of the Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer Romanowski. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. Nice to see you. So the Chamber is hosting a small business expo this year. That's something that's happened several years in Johnson County, but this year's a little bit different, maybe. Do you want to explain?
I will. So traditionally, the Chamber has hosted this event in late February, early March. And we decided to move it to May this year, specifically to tie in with National Small Business Month, as well as specifically Small Business Week. So the dates for the expo this year are Friday, May 12th, and Saturday, May 13th.
Okay. And so there are a significant number of people who are either employed or make their living from the larger entities in town, maybe BLM, the healthcare center, the school district or whatever. But there are a large number of people who are actually involved in small businesses. Maybe it's not their primary source of income. So this is relevant for them, I guess, is what you're saying.
Exactly. We gear the Small Business Expo specifically to those businesses that want to expand their brand and their marketing. It's a chance for even some brick and mortar businesses to reach new audience members that may not be aware that they either moved locations, changed their name, or just simply are just not aware of them because they're not either in that demographic, that age bracket, or whatnot. And so that gives those businesses, plus online businesses, plus local authors, plus, like you said, home businesses, cottage businesses, second income businesses, an opportunity, especially for those who are not maybe as active on social media or don't know where to go to find them, to specifically come for this weekend to Bomber Mountain Civic Center and meet and greet these vendors and understand what their brand is, what services they can offer, and what product they can offer to them as well.
So it's not just for the public to just come and walk through and maybe purchase an item or some merchandise and so on, or a service. It's as much about a networking opportunity for small businesses and maybe just to build a profile and put your mark down saying, you know, yes, I'm here. I'm in Johnson County. I'm a viable business. Look at what I offer. Did you know that I offer this? You know, and basically a networking hub too. So you have quite a few businesses signed up already.
Correct. So this event is not just for people to come to the businesses and learn about them. It's also our chance for our vendors to also educate themselves as well. You know, a chamber is only as good as how we can support our members and our businesses. So if you sign up to be a vendor in the expo, there is a networking opportunity among the vendors to network before we open to the public. There's an opportunity for them to have a one-on-one meet and greet session with the Small Business Development Center to get some guidance as to what they can do better. We will be offering an educational speaker luncheon on Friday, again before the doors open. We'll have three speakers, and the theme is what every business needs. We'll have someone talking about insurance, business plans, how to market yourself, how to use the limited resources that small businesses have because they don't have that corporate structure, that nonprofit structure where they can go for grants and, you know, help. This is a chance for them to sustain and prolong the longevity of their business in a healthy and foundational way.
And presumably to share experiences of things that they may commonly be using. You mentioned social media, for example, you know, kind of learn skills, you know, through trial and error of kind of things that worked and things that don't work. And,
exactly.
You know, just an opportunity to kind of share some of the successes and difficulties of being a small business.
And it's hard being a small business. We respect it. And quite honestly, Wyoming has a rich small business heritage and legacy. But the facts are, usually businesses close down within 5 to 10 years just because of how hard it is to sustain that stuff, to sustain. So our job as the chamber, as through the expo as well, is to give them the support that they need in as free as a way as possible, because the luncheon is provided for free with the speakers for free for our vendors who are signed up as a perk of being a vendor, to get those resources and those connections, to know who to call, where to go to get the information that they need to, again, sustain their business.
Okay, so great. So you're encouraging people to come and take a look and see all the different small businesses that are, you know, available here in Johnson County. But you're also still looking for vendors?
Correct. We still have vendor spots available. We're pretty much going to be accepting spots pretty much all the way up to Expo. You know, that the whole point of the Expo is to support and promote our small businesses. And why cut it off? We've got the space. So booth spots are $75, and you can go to the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce website to our Small Business Expo page, and you can download the forms via our website, or you can stop into the chamber and fill out a form there.
Okay, thank you, and I'll make sure that there's a link to that next to this audio. And so I think, you know, small businesses may be a bit intimidated and feel like, oh, I'm not ready, I don't have the materials I need. Do they need much stuff, do you think? Do they need to have a sort of a sophisticated, very attractive layout, or is it good enough just to show up?
It's good enough to show up. Obviously, something tangible or visible to get your brand out there. Something as simple as business cards or just a flyer that lists your services. Not all of our vendors are going to have tangible objects that can be bought. We have some insurance agencies. We've got some banks who are going to have the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network is going to be there. You know, we're going to have a wide variety of vendor booths that are currently registered that everyone can find something and feel appreciated and feel like it was worth going to the expo. And why not? It's open to the public. It's free. We're not charging people. We just want you to come and support our businesses that are signed up.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And so you have a bunch of sponsors that have got behind this initiative already?
Yes, we are so excited. Our gold sponsors are 307 Print, A&B Bank, Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, Century 21 BHJ Realty, Granite Pass Dental, First Northern Bank of Wyoming, Hub International, Joco First, and the Powder River Energy Corporation Foundation. Our silver sponsors are Buffalo Computer Consulting, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and the Banks of Buffalo, Gillette, and Sheridan. And then our bronze sponsors are Buffalo Realty, DJ's Thriftway, and Sportsler. We cannot have put on this expo without the support of our sponsors, and we're just really excited to present this program and show that it's another step that the Chamber is taking to revitalize and sustain ourselves in our Buffalo and Johnson County community.
Thank you. And, you know, just a reminder, the Small Business Expo is on Friday, May the 12th, from 3 till 7. And again, Saturday, May the 13th, from 9 till 3 at Bummer Mountain Civic Center. And I wish you the best with success for that day.
Thank you,
Caitlin.
We're looking forward to having a good audience.
Thank you, Jennifer.